your two minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the Holy Prophets and the commandments of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for all good works. And Peter's pointing out the first place, I've written these two books to you so that I can stir up your pure minds by way of reminder. And you also find it seems like we've heard the scripture over and over and over again. You know, we start to read the Bible and we have to think that it's all about the same thing. You read the Bible through, you know, this way, these many chapters, and you read the whole thing through. And, you know, it would be easy to only have written the book. And there's so much that you just can't read all this at the time. You know, you have to read books and you forget and put down the first two to pick up. But we have other things too, but on the other hand, we need to be reminded. And Peter, I'm sure, will do really good about that when we talk about the pure minds. I know he will do awesome about that when he's talking about stirring up our pure minds. Even in its purest form, our minds still need to be stimulated, still need to be stirred up, still need to be reminded of the goodness of God. And Peter goes on to say, it's not just the things that I'm teaching you, not just the things that the apostles are teaching you. Those 12 men are kind of followed Christ around as he walked the face of the earth. And certainly the scriptures that they wrote are good. They're profitable for correction and for instruction and for doctrine.
Yeah.
we need to get people ready, because the next worst case is that they're the Lord will come. As a fearful amount. God will judge this earth again. He promised that he will do it. He's holding back because of the Lord from mankind, but he won't hold back. He said Jesus coming back, his promises are good. The stuff will try to make you believe in God's promises are valid. His promises now 2,000 years later, God's promises are valid. He's coming back, he's coming back. The verse says that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away, where great glory and the elements will melt, which shall receive both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. A thief in the night. If we knew a thief was coming to our house, what would we do? We'd prepare for it when we leave. We'd get the locks all down, the bolts, we'd get the wires and the windows, whatever we need to do, to make sure that we don't know. A thief comes in the night because he's coming to his own. Well, Jesus is coming back as a thief in the night. He's coming back for those who are awake. He's coming for a church that's fire-ridden, for those who are watching and praying. And we need to make sure that our lives, our friends, our family, our good, we need to be out there in the hours and the hours to call them to come in. So the truth is, what is God's will kind of different than God's will kind of different? Second thing is, God's will for man is what pulls back the end of this world as we know. The third thing is that God's prophecy is sure. We need to be aware of that sure word of prophecy. We'll see it when we look at that in verse 11. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved. What manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Looking forward to hastening the coming of the day of God, because our first heavens will be dissolved, being refined, and all this will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, we, believers, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth in which righteousness dwells. Righteousness doesn't dwell in our society today.
Now, we're not going to say